it's a special opportunity and it's a fantastic experience for myself, and I'm very excited, looking forward to it.
Yeah, and maybe something, was it something you always dreamed about, or is it just maybe a more recent dream?
No, I wouldn't say it's a more recent dream. It's something when I was playing football and I was playing soccer when I was younger, you know, it was a tough decision to make between the both. I always followed Donegal, always loved the Gaelic. Obviously, I chose to go with the soccer, but it was always something that I held high in my mind, that if I could play and represent Donegal and represent my county, get that jersey on my back, it would be a fantastic achievement for myself.
Yeah, and you've had a spring of it now. How are you finding it?
Oh, I'm finding it. I love it. You know, it's a fantastic, fantastic setup and fantastic group of lads. It's just, it's a brilliant, brilliant setup. I'm loving it, you know.
Came from Sligo Rovers. How does it compare with, say, playing in the Premier Division?
The comparisons are, like, and if you're looking at it on a professional level, the both of them is just, it's outstanding how professional the GAA is. It's crazy how high a standard everybody holds in the within the county and how it's run. Everything's brilliant. Playing the Premier Division, the League of Ireland, you know, it's a professional level. Everybody's there, they're getting paid to do it, and not a lot of people are getting paid to do what they're doing for the county. You know, it's absolutely unbelievable to see the work people put in for the love of the county and the love of the jersey, you know.
Was the transition difficult to make, say, because you came straight in from playing Premier Division soccer with Sligo to playing Premier League with Donegal?
Oh, of course, the transition wasn't easy. Now, I'll not lie about that. It took a lot of work, and it's still working, you know. I'm still working and working and working and learning loads and loads, trying to do the best I can, you know, and that's just experience is what I'm lacking, you know. It's something that I'm picking up along the way, and hopefully I can keep kicking on now.
Yeah, and it wasn't you know, the best spring for Donegal, just the one game win. It was a tough campaign to come into.
It was a tough campaign, surely, you know. You have to take the positives as well as the negatives out of it, you know. Not an easy campaign to come into, and obviously go down the last day wasn't very easy, and we didn't take that lightly. But listen, we're all positive frame of mind, looking forward to championship and hoping to kick on.
How has preparations gone since, you know, you kind of went away and just trained solely for the championship now? Because obviously that's the big date, the 13th of May.
Of course, we're training hard and we're working hard. You know, I would say as every other county in the country is just preparing themselves as best they can for the championship.
Yeah. What was the mood like after going down? Was it hard to lift it to get back into focus for the championship?
It wasn't an easy thing to take, you know, going down. But I took the, like, you know, there's a fantastic group of lads in there, and it took a couple of people to lift it. And as soon as we says, right, we'll have to park it and just prepare ourselves for championship. Listen, and that's something we hope to push back into the first division next year.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. So looking forward now to Cavan, obviously a huge crowd in Ballybuffet. You know, maybe what, 16,000-17,000, full house.
Well, hopefully so. That's what you're looking for, and this is what you train for these days. This is what you work so hard for, is to get out and perform and play in front of such big crowds and people who's there for as much love of the county as you are, you know. And you're just that lucky one to get on the jersey in the day and try perform to the best of your ability.
Yeah, and the focus has been on Cavanaugh. I know you had a camp away the weekend, getting ready for the championship. You're in full championship mode now.
Well, of course you have to be, you know. That's what you're looking for, is just the championship, and that's all that's on your mind at the minute. That's the first, has to be the priority, and that's what we're looking towards.